New Pod City, the only podcast hosting company in New Jersey, presents Podstock, the 2022 annual podcast conference. At Podstock, you'll hear from seasoned professionals in the podcast industry, interact with other podcasters, get familiar with equipment from podcast gear manufacturers, and enjoy a day that is programmed for experienced and beginner podcasters. Podstock, June 11th from noon to 6 at the Masonic Temple in Trenton, New Jersey. Get your tickets now at podstock.us. It's the official, unofficial podcast of the city of Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah. With your host, Frank Ferocious Sasso.
Trenton still makes and the world still takes.
And Christina Firestarter Sasso.
Trenton is Mayberry with attitude.
Hang tight, because we're going to meet the lifeblood behind the culture, food, arts, music, pork roll, punk rock, hair, butts,
education, talent, events,
of Trenton, New Jersey. Here's Frank and Christina.
Hey, podcast, we're back. That's right, Trenton Ways. We are back in the house, back in the saddle. How are you feeling today?
Good.
What's the matter? What?
Your affectations.
My affectations are highly sought after.
Sure. Okay.
There's a couple of things going on right now.
What?
Podstock.
Oh, yeah.
Podcastia, June 11th. Yes. Don't miss it. You really don't want to miss out on this. Podstock.
I'll be there.
You will. I hope you'll be there. I'll be there. And she ain't just coming for the bourbon. Oh. She's coming for like the whole day.
The whole day. I'm coming for the food.
Right. And the drinks.
Yes.
And the speakers.
Yes.
And like dynamite speakers coming to Podstock. Podstock.us. $99. I mean, people put that on a horse to win. What's the problem? $99, podstock.us, June 11th, Masonic Temple in Trenton, New Jersey, Podstock, like Woodstock, but without the nudity.
Good.
Is that a good thing?
Yes.
There might even be a pop-up Twister with the Mayor tournament. I mean, that would be fantastic.
That's happening, I'm telling you.
Listen, I'm trying to get in touch with Milton Bradley to donate some Twister boards.
We're going
to
need at least 20, I say.
20?
20 Twister boards. Yes. I have it all figured out. We're going to be right in the center of Warren and Front Street. We're going to use that little square, right?
Yeah.
We're going to set up all the Twister games. Everyone's going to compete. There's going to be playoffs. And then the winner is playing the mayor. Or maybe two winners will play the mayor. I don't know. Maybe,
so there'll be three on the board?
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how the rules. We'll see how I work out the rules.
Okay, man.
Just got to let the mayor know.
Hey, Reed, just so you know, you're going to be on June 11th. We're having a block party after Podstock.
No, not on June 11th.
You need to, well, that could be the auditions.
No auditions.
There might be a bunch of other events happening that are going to hone in on our block party as their after party, which is fine. But we want to maybe do like a pop-up Twister with the mayor just to get people into it. And we know, hopefully you'll be at Podstock presenting us with the key to the city. And
the key to the city.
Are there keys to the city?
There are.
Does someone open it up in the morning?
Yes. There's a big gate that goes up.
It's a big gate. Where is that gate? Is what I want to know.
It's on the bridge. So
it's on the bridge.
We don't let anybody in from Pennsylvania.
Trenton Gates Bridge. So, Reed, if you're listening, if you're watching, give me a call. You have my number. And we'll set up some little Twister action. All right? With total strangers from out of town. Christine Blackburn and Reed should do a Twister thing.
That'd be hilarious.
And Todd.
She has to wear pants.
Hey, Christine Blackburn, I know you're listening. You're going to have to wear pants on June 11th. All right.
We're not playing Twister on June 11th, but we are playing it at some point.
And even if there's no Twister, Christine, wear pants. Well, we have a guy on the show today. Let me tell you, when I first met this guy, I was like, wow, this guy's like on fire. Like very excited, very energetic individual.
Yes.
Almost too much, if I dare say. But, you know, then I was like, I don't keep my eye on this guy. This guy seems like a cool cat. And then I find out he was on the television there with Gordon Ramsay and Paula Deen.
Mm.
You know Gordon Ramsay and Paula Deen.
Yes, I know them. Not personally, but I do know of them.
Oh, you don't know them personally?
No. All right. No. They keep calling and I keep
so you do know them personally.
No, I don't.
Listen, pick a position. And
they
we'll
want to know me personally and I'm like, no.
And you're like, really, no. Do you know who I am? I got to know you guys.
I really don't want to take personally. Your calls.
Yeah, I played Twister with the mayor of Trenton, New Jersey. I don't need to be bothering with you, Gordon Ramsay and Paula Deen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So this guy, high energy, and he's a chef.
Yes.
And I think it's the first chef we've had on.
No. Well, wait.
Who have we had on that's a chef?
Isn't Reggie a chef?
Oh, yeah. Reggie's a chef.
Isn't,
what is he doing over there? He's winding something.
He's winding his watch.
What the hell is he doing?
Well, Wait, there was some other, like, I can't now remember all the guests.
New show on Newport City called My Abruzzi Garden with Harry Feeney. Harry Feeney is a chef. And he wants to show you how to how you can be like a but just Italian.
You can even rent him out.
You can rent him out. Right.
He'll come to your house and cook.
He's fabulous.
Yes.
Anyway, so without further ado,
yes.
I would like to introduce to you, he was on MasterChef season 11. That's right. Rafferty was, what are you doing now?
I feel like I have lipstick on my teeth.
I'm looking at you on the monitor.
I know, you're but fine. You're always telling me go like this.
Okay, did I tell you this time?
No.
Okay, then why are you doing that?
Because I feel like I have lipstick on my teeth.
Okay, you don't.
All right.
He was on season 11 of MasterChef with Gordon Ramsay. Paula Deen was facilitating or guesting. Mm-hmm. She was guesting.
Yes.
It almost sounds dirty. But I don't know why that sounds weird. Guessing.
I don't. It doesn't.
And he's opening up a restaurant right here.
I know.
In downtown Trenton, in walking distance from the studio.
That's what I'm excited about.
Podcast here. Welcome, Mr. Ed Lopez from the Station Restaurant. That's right. Master Chef indeed. How are you, dude?
I'm good, guys. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, you're like sharp.
It's so spiffy.
Like you're looking very like you're very taken with his appearance.
Because he looks so nice.
Thank you.
Look at those guns. Jeez.
Guns out, guns out.
Yeah. Somebody call the vet because these puppies are sick.
That's it.
You're enjoying yourself a little. I'm glad you're across the table from this guy. Because he comes in, he has this tiny, tiny waist, and he has this big V shape, and he's all bulked out on top.
What's I'm like, the matter? Are you jealous?
He's wearing suspenders and a belt. Aww. Doesn't that alone. I'm like, you know what? Suspenders and a belt. What's going on? What's going on down there?
But I want to talk about the restaurant.
Okay. Ed, welcome to the show. This is
welcome,
pretty much what we
welcome,
do.
Yes.
And that's how it works here. But I'm going to give you over to Christina right now.
Just keep talking because I'm drinking something.
Okay.
It's just coffee.
No problem.
Keep talking, I said. And then you stay quiet.
He's watching.
Oh, my God. I want him to be quiet.
Not only am I infatuated with you.
Oh, please.
I'm also very compelled to want to just watch you do simple things, like take a drip. Take a drip. What the hell does that mean?
I don't like that.
Take a drink of coffee or something. I like the simple things that you do. I really enjoy.
All right.
I'm not finished. I'm trying to tell you something. Now I'm finished. End scene.
End scene.
Okay, I would like you to ask Ed
my question.
Your question, because right. I'm on the edge of my seat here, trying to figure out what he's gonna.
Okay,
I don't know his story.
Well, Ed,
yeah.
In your journey of life, what has brought you to Trenton, New Jersey?
I've been the jack of all trades, you want to say. Okay. So I've been in the hotel world, the hospital world, but cooking has always been a passion of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I used to work for Crothall Group and Compass Group. It's a third party come in, they run operations for hospitals, basically mm-hmm. transported patients, housekeeping and maintenance, mm-hmm. et cetera. I was with them for about 6-7 years. Then they moved me out to Philly.
Oh, okay.
So
from where?
From New York.
Okay.
So from New York, we moved to Philly and mm-hmm. then we had to move there. So we moved over here and then wound up being in Hamilton.
Okay.
That's how it was.
Oh, really? First,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hamilton.
Hamilton, where we landed. That's where mm-hmm. we landed in Hamilton. Had the house there, sold the house. And before I could get the house sold and move into a new house, my wife would think it was funny that she would sign me up for MasterChef. And to make a long story short, I get a call one day. I'm at work, and all my friends knew about this whole sign-up thing. So I pick up the phone, and they're like, "Hey, so this is MasterChef." So I'm like, "Screw you!" And I hang up the phone. I'm like, "This is not MasterChef."
Really?
Yeah,
I
really
hope that happens a lot.
I literally
hung up.
I hung up on the producer, mm-mm. like a Fox 5, like mm-mm. just hung up on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was like, you know what? I don't need this. I'm bigger than this.
Wow.
No. So I did. And then he called me back immediately and said, again, he introduced himself, you know, I'm the producer for, you know, et cetera, for right. Master. And I said to you, are you serious right now? He's like, yeah. And you just hung up on me.
Oh,
I said,
God.
I'm so sorry. I thought it was my friends joking around.
Right.
I didn't think this is. So we chattered. He said to me, at least you have a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And the journey started. The journey to get on the show, it took about 5 to 6 months to audition to get on that show. It's a long time to get on.
Oh,
it just,
wow.
It just happened. No.
So it's not like they sign you up and then they have you on the show.
No.
Oh, okay.
It does not work like that. I wind up my first audition, one of the biggest ones, was in New York at the Sheridan Inn. I think it's on 37th Street between mm-hmm. like Madison. It's downtown area in the downtown.
I was just going to say Midtown. No.
Midtown or Midtown.
Midtown
like
area,
that.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It was like 2 years
That's
ago.
That's way so. Up from like Chelsea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there was 10,000 people there.
Wow.
Yeah.
All and competing?
Yes. All competing, and they had, I think that Sheraton is 30-something floors, and they have like 30-something rooms, and they, MasterChef had like rented out like 28 rooms. Wow. To case all these people. Mm-hmm. When I got there, the guy tells me, you go up, wait online. I waited online for like an hour. When we finally get there, I'm telling, you know, my better half, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do this. Mm-mm. She's like, what? I'm like, are they really going to pick me? There's 10,000 people here. You know, I'm telling her, and she's just like, no, you made it this far. Like, just do it. Just go for it. Just do it.
Were you wearing an outfit like that when they
Yes,
when they
went? Actually, I was.
Yeah, well, no wonder why they picked you. Probably all women, too.
So one of them picked me for my belt. The other one picked me for the
suspense. I like how you just flexed your bicep just now. When you're look at this guy. It's like the Joe Festa of cooking.
Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, they, you know, they, it was just crazy. It was overwhelmed. I'm like, they're not going to pay. And they were picking 50 people out of these 10,000.
Out of 10,000 people.
Out of 10,000 people.
Oh, my gosh.
Because what they do is they set up in each state in like in boroughs like L.A., you know, been these big, like, you know, cities, New York, you know, Chicago, like that. And then they'll pick like 50-50 like that. That's how that works. So anywho, I stay, I cook. Actually, I was there and we, you know, we're setting up. The guy gives me, I'm number 162. That was my number. I still had the folder. I still had the sticker.
Right.
I remember I was 162 and we go in a room and there's like 100 and 200 people in this room and they're all in a square table set up and they're putting out food and they're plating. Zumba, actually, his Zumba. I'm sorry, Zumba.
Yeah, not Zumba.
No, it's not Zumba. Zumba.
Zumba is a fitness class, like dancing.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the guy that makes those desserts.
No, Zumba is the guy that was on season 10. He came in third.
Oh, okay.
Actually, so he's one of the, he placed third on season 10.
Well, hang on a second. What's the name of that guy that makes those desserts?
Zumbo.
What is it?
Oh, you're
Zumbo.
Right.
Zumbo?
Yes.
Oh. It's Australia.
The bull guy.
Yeah.
He's a smiley guy.
Yeah, he just does desserts. He doesn't do, well, maybe he is a chef, but he's known for
Zumbo.
Yeah, Zumbo.
Okay.
Zumbo.
You know anything about him?
I don't. Yeah. I never heard of,
clearly.
I've heard of Zumba.
So go ahead. So now you're.
So we're plating, and the idea is that they were going to walk around, taste people's food, not everyone, whoever they thought there was like something that they wanted to taste. And Zumba actually, everyone's freaking out because he's there, and he actually comes up to me, looks at my food, walks away.
He didn't taste it?
No, he looked at it, walked away. He comes back around. When he comes back around, he's with the chef.
Oh.
And then he's, and now, this is the thing. They weren't supposed to dig into it. It was certain chefs that would taste it, but he went and got this other chef. I don't know why. So they're looking at myself, and he asked me what it is, and it was a Cuban mojito chicken. And I'll describe the dish
you
for
you. You made this?
I made this.
Of course.
No, I ordered. No, I ordered.
He had takeout.
Yeah. I go across the street, get some stuff, and come back. That's what I would do. And then they would pick me. I'd be screwed.
They were asking me what the Chinese car were.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, don't worry about that.
That's part of the display.
I was hungry. So they look at my plate and ask me what it was. And I told them, you know, it's a sauteed chicken breast into smoked paprika, a fresh jalapeno, a little bit of salt, a little bit of olive oil. And then I do a pico de gallo of cilantro, avocado, and mango.
Okay.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Yeah. And then we do a jasmine rice and a reduction sauce of orange juice, lime zest, soy sauce, and honey. So it gets poured on there. So they're like, can we taste it? And I said, well, I'm not done plating, but you know, you can. He's like, yeah, but we want to taste it. I said, all right, if I'm not going to get disqualified, I didn't know what was going on, but judge. So I said, okay. Yeah. So they dig in and they eat and they walk away.
They didn't even say anything.
They don't
to
say
you?
Nothing to me.
Come on, man.
They don't say. I'm just like, everyone's freaking out. I'm like, what just happened? Like, you know, like, so they walk away. Maybe 20 minutes go by. The other chef come by that's really was supposed to be tasting. And he asked me what happened to your plate. I said, these guys tasted it. Okay. He digs in. He walks away. I'm like, okay, I guess everyone just eats and doesn't say, you know, anything.
They don't say
just
anything.
Walks away.
Dude, I don't care how built you are. You keep pounding on that table. I'm going to beat you with your own head.
He talks with his hands.
I know. I get it.
You got to sit on your hands.
Sit on your hands. This guy's out of control.
I know. I have to, too. Like, yeah,
I have to fidget.
He's got too much energy.
I know. I do.
God. I was a little sleepy before he came in. I'm like wide awake
and
now.
And you didn't even have any coffee, right?
I'm just saying, having some right now, but still.
All right. So go ahead.
They start to judge and go through this whole, like, you know, back and forth banner and all this stuff. And then they said to me, we're going to call out 10 names. I mean, numbers. I'm sorry. 10 numbers. And then they're going to say, you know, those 10 numbers are it.
Everyone, they were picking 50.
No, that in this, it's actually a breakdown. You go from room to room.
So even more now.
Even more now, yeah. Wow. By the time they're done, out of 10,000 people, yeah, they'll like, they'll probably pick like 150 people there all in total, but good, you get broken good. Down from sections and sections. Because
mm-hmm. you have imagine to go. Being on that roster for that, like being a judge.
Oh my God.
Having to go through all those people.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pick, out of 10,000 people, mm-hmm. you would, I think, lose your mind.
Yeah.
After like the first 2 hours.
I'm sure they don't like every, they must break it up.
So they do break it up, but you go through a personality screening, a food screening, in person, like all kinds of stuff. Then you go, I mean, it was
I insane. Think you locked yourself in by hanging up on the producer.
Yeah, yeah.
I did. That totally helped you. All right, so you're down to 10.
So we're down to 10, and they start saying numbers. 142.
Right.
137. Then I hear 162. I said, whoa. And I was excited. I looked at my number too. I was like, you know, is it me? You know, it's like the, then we go from there. You have to sit for an hour in another room and then you go into a personality thing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The personality is the same thing. They have you accept that they're doing like a mugshot.
Oh, wow.
Or pick you out of a lineup. Suspects. Usual suspects. And they go through why you here. Why do you want to do this and this and that? And I tell them, you know, I love cooking. It's what I've always, you know, it's always been a hidden passion of mine, a hidden talent of mine too. And, you know, go through the whole thing, what I would do if I won and stuff like that. I said I'd open a restaurant. Mm-hmm. This is what I would do with the money. Give back to the community, put back in, you know, put a place that has been lost maybe back on the map.
Mm-hmm.
They went through that. They wound up at the end of all this stuff. They wound up coming back to me and they say to me, one of the producers runs out and he goes, are you Ed Lopez? I said, yeah. And he said, you got to come with me. I said, oh, I was like, what did I do? And he goes, I don't know what you said to the producer in there, but they loved you. Where are you staying tonight? I said, well, I'm going home. He goes, you can't. You're going to book a hotel. You're going to get some clothes and you're on camera tomorrow morning.
Oh, wow.
Really?
It happened like that. Gosh. Like, I mean, I lost it. I was like, I didn't know what to, I mean, that it's a little intimidating, you know, at first, you know, my wife's going crazy. My daughter's like, oh my God, you know, and stuff like that. It was great. It was great. And they had, I stayed. I went and got some more suspenders, more belts.
Yeah, well, of course.
You know, did a couple, you know, push-ups and I went on camera the next day, you know. And then from there, the producers, they love me and, you know, they did. They just like, you know, you're a good fit. We want you on, and we went on. And then the audition has started. We have to make a bunch of YouTube videos, which I have. But you have to make, like, mayonnaise from scratch. You have to make Eggs Benedict.
Mm-hmm.
They just have you do a bunch of stuff, like filet of fish.
After you get on the show, after you're chosen?
No, after you're chosen, yeah, you're still going to. This is the first part, wave of auditioning and all that. Then now you have to make all these.
To show that you know how to do these things, right?
Yep, to execute, you have to make a poached
egg. I got to see these things.
Yeah.
Oh, you still have this still out there?
I still
it's like from the show?
No, this is at home.
I'm saying from the ones that you did for the show.
Yes, yes, yep.
And they're on your YouTube channel?
They're on my YouTube channel.
Oh, we're totally going to cut to some of these.
Maybe you can learn something. Make some. Yeah,
you can learn how to make mayo.
Yeah, mayonnaise. Fresh mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know, so that happened. And after all that, then you get, then you have to go to another, take a psychiatrical test, actually, and physical.
I could see
complete
that.
Physical.
Psychiatric test.
Yeah. Then you there. That's where I failed.
Well, you failed there. Yeah. What did you say to the producer that you won him over?
They said that I was just full of energy, like you said. They love my energy.
How do you say no to this guy? First of all, his haircut rocks. He's built like a brick house. He's a good looking guy. He's okay looking. And he has like all this hot energy. And he's talented behind the stove.
Yeah, so they saw it. They liked it.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
And you're married and you have a kid, right?
I have a kid, yep.
Did you have a kid then?
I did have a kid. I actually have three daughters, three girls.
Really? Oh, my goodness.
You have three, girls?
Yeah. Not little.
They're not little.
They're not little anymore.
How old are they?
Anna is 21.
What?
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You know you have a 21-year-old daughter. You look so young.
Well, that's what all the mayonnaise does.
All the fresh mayonnaise.
Fine.
Wait, so he has a 21-year-old daughter.
Wow.
He's 26. No. How does that work? Would you adopt her?
I'm not.
Would you had your eye on her for quite some time? You adopted her.
Listen, so you have 21. Go ahead.
Haley's 18.
Okay.
And then Scarlett is 12. Oh, going to be 13. Yeah.
I thought you had you were going to say three.
Yeah, that's
you know,
what I thought. Yeah.
Six like a normal and person. Nine, like right. that.
Yeah.
Like,
no, not little.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm an old guy.
Wow.
How old are you?
I can't say that.
Okay. Why?
He doesn't want to say.
He's not a woman.
That doesn't matter.
41. I'm 41.
Okay.
41.
You're what?
I wouldn't say how old I am. People already know how old I am.
Well,
it's 20.
Your age, though, it's like a badge of honor. Because it's just weird.
But anyway, so okay, so you got on the show. Years old. What was Graham?
Graham?
I was gonna say Graham Cook.
Graham Cook.
Graham Cookies.
Graham Cook Ramsey.
Gordon Ramsay, what's he like?
Gordon Ramsay, he's awesome. He's high energy too. Mm-hmm. You know what it is about him, and a lot of people they'll say about me, you know, it's like real intense. You know, he's a jerk or something. And it's not that; it's passion.
That's
passion.
What I said when I first met you.
It's passion, and you know what it is. A lot of people don't have it, or if they do, they hide it or keep it in. Me, like I've always said, like, and just be who you are and let it out. Like, mm-hmm. you know, like let it out. If you have a lot of passion,
hey, man.
Like let it go. Like, you know.
Well, speaking about passion, we went and got a sneak peek at your new endeavor.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Outrageous.
That look came from, and I mean, I've had that restaurant probably in my mind for like 8 years to 10 years.
Well, tell me about that. Like you said this the other day too. You said, I have been dreaming and imagining this place for 8 years.
Yes.
That I think is very important to people out there that you have to kind of visualize it, right? Yep. Use your imagination.
Yeah, when you're going to something like this, you want it to be an expression of yourself. You want mm-hmm. people to get you. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, like you walk into these restaurants and I look in and it's just like a diner setting or something. It's very blah, you mm-hmm. know, like there's nothing there. I feel that if somebody's coming into your restaurant, it's almost like your home. It's mm-hmm. an expression of you. You should have your edginess in there. Something should be on the wall. So, something like that. And mm-hmm. When I took this place in, I remember because Tom had a lot of takers to this place. He was doing it privately.
Really? Yeah, oh, wow.
You're talking about Tom over at Checkers.
Yes. The former owner. Yep, the mm-hmm. former owner of Checkers. Yep. He was telling me, Ed, you know, people want to turn this into a hot dog place, and I always turn my damn place into a hot dog place. He said, you screwed that. And then one day we were having a drink and we're sitting there and we're talking, and he says, what would you do with this place?
Were you showing interest at this point?
I was, but I didn't know how serious Tom was about selling, because he was well there. You know, he didn't retire because he was hurting. He just, you know,
he was done.
He's mm-hmm. done. Yeah. You know? So I said to him, what I would do, you know, I said to him, I'd do it. I'd do steampunk industrial. I'd make it edgy like me. Mm-hmm. With the boots and the suspender, it's just who I am, and that's what I would do here. I'd do some rustic food. Mm-hmm. You know, I'd do this. I'd do that. And then we go home, we wrap it up. You know, we talked about it a little bit more, but it wasn't too much said. And then the next day I get a call from the other Tom. A lot of Toms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Town trying, just letting you know.
Tom from TDA at the time.
Oh, yeah. He's not here anymore.
Tom Gilmore.
Yeah.
He was on the show. Tom Gilmore was on the show.
And, then Tom, his realtor, and he says to me, Ed, what are you doing? I said, not much. He goes, I don't know what you said to Tom last night.
Just like the producer. Yeah. You know what you said to him either.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, you must have, you know, he must like your suspenders or something, because he wants to sell you the place.
Wow.
And I said, really? I said, yeah. And, you know, and the journey started. Mm. You know, we got all, you know, we did all we need to do.
And how long ago was that?
6 months ago.
Wow. Oh, really? It happened fast.
Yeah, it happened fast.
I thought it was longer.
Yeah. Well, we've been at this project like 6-7 months now.
It wasn't up for sale. Like,
no, he didn't. He didn't do it. Right. He didn't want it because people were trying to get it, and the things they were saying to him were just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. They're like a pizzeria. There's a pizzeria 5 feet.
I know. Like, what are you thinking?
Yeah, that pizza was...
No imagination.
I know that.
Pizza was whack. Look, they're not even there anymore anyway, but that pizza was not good pizza.
I've never had their pizza, so I can't even say.
You're not missing anything.
Right. Speaking of pizza, just a little shout out to Covello. I can say their Greek salad is really, really
good.
Greek
salad
with grilled chicken. Very, very fresh. For a pizzeria, it's like just, I know what I'm getting. I have half of it to take home for later or tomorrow.
You couldn't and even
they
finish
do
it.
They do a nice dressing, mm-hmm. a balsamic dressing.
Yeah.
And shout out to them that they make it fresh.
Fabio's is not bad pizza over down there.
I don't know where that is.
Fabio's right out the block from me. Fabio's. It's been there like
Trenton.
Okay. Yeah, it's right on the corner.
You live in Trenton?
I live in Trenton, 20 George Street. Well, now, yeah, it's like right on the border of Ewing and Trenton.
Okay.
My zip code's Ewing, but every zip code, and it doesn't matter where you live.
Ewing is West Trenton. Right. But do you live in Trenton?
He lives on the border.
I live on the border of Ewing and Trenton. Like, yeah, so yeah, it would be Trenton. We're going to call it Trenton. I live in Trenton.
Yeah.
Because it's 08.
Because it's cooler than Ewing. Come on.
It's cooler. Let me tell you, though, and this is from Steve Jordan. Mm-hmm. Steve Jordan is the owner of Blooming Grove Inn.
Another shout out.
Good friend of ours. Yeah. You know, for a long time, he put Ewing on his address because Trenton was like not seen as a cool, you know, it's a good thing. So now, since, you know, because he hung out with me over at Smokehouse, we had some lunch together, me and Steve Jordan. Yo, yes. Steve. And he said, you know, I'm just going to start putting Trenton because I think that's actually cooler now.
It is cooler. Yeah.
And he's legitimately in Ewing.
Like, Ewing is the suburbs. Like, the suburbs are so cool.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, so that is exciting. And I just can attest to what I've seen so far. It is an amazing space. It's just like when I went into Checkers, when it was Checkers, it was a great local spot and people have a heart for it and all that. And that's great. When I walked in, I was like, oh, what I would do in this space.
The wheels start turning.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what to do with a restaurant. That's not my thing. But like, oh, I would do that. So it's like nice to see somebody who has that vision going, I know what I would do with it.
You're not the only one that's good. You don't have to take this on your shoulders.
I'm not saying I'm the only one who's good.
I never said you did say it. I'm trying to encourage you.
Sometimes I feel like I have to take on everything because no one else is doing it.
We walked into Ed's place and we want to take some pictures and he threatened us.
No, because it's going to be like this grand opening, right? It's going to be the reveal.
Because everyone that walks in there, I mean, I've had like people walk by with their kids and then want to like put them against the diamond plated wall that's in the background, in the back by the bathroom.
Give it away, dude.
Well, sorry.
They don't know. We don't know. What that means.
Yeah, what does diamond plated mean? Real diamonds? Is it plated with real diamonds?
It's probably real diamonds.
You have to come and see. Well, you've been sneaking some pictures out.
I have. Yes. I have been putting a little something out there.
Well, because you can't resist it. I mean, that whole boudoir kind of a feeling meets steampunk.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I mean, Trenton is an industrial place, and it needed something industrial like that. I did not want to do, people were asking me, where's the marble? And all, we're not doing marble. First of all, that went out. In the 70s, along with the disco balls and the mirrored walls.
That was more 80s, no, wasn't it?
Yeah, whatever. Same. It's still outdated.
Definitely the mirrored walls was the Howard Beach 80s. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And marble.
And people are, people want, this is industrial, a lot of train stations, a lot of warehouses and, industrial stuff. So you wanted to play to that. A lot of people they don't do their research. They'll get a place and it'll be like trying to call it Coco Bongo. Mm-hmm. Like nothing to do with it's like, what did you just name that?
Coco Bongo.
And it's like mid Manhattan.
That
like,
was your original vision for that, right?
I was going to go Rainforest Cafe.
Rainforest in Trenton.
That's already a.
That's awesome.
That's a chain.
Already, yeah. I like Coco
that
Bongo.
I've never been to.
Yeah. That's the name of our new show.
Coco
kind of
Bongo.
Funny that you would say that. It's actually Coco Bongo.
But your vision also blows out the walls a little, literally and figuratively. Yeah. Tell us about your future visions.
Okay. Well, my future visions. I'm going to give you a little something. We purchased the building next door. There's 20,000 state workers down there, probably. Mm-hmm. If I'm doing
and 85,000 residents.
And 85,000 residents. You know, like all with an amazing personality, like you guys. They're all edgy. Oh, they're all amazing. Mm-hmm. And they need a place to go. Mm-hmm. And who wants to travel 15, 20 minutes to Princeton or another 20 minutes to Bordentown? You know, mm-hmm. there's good locations there, but nobody wants to drive.
Right.
Like, you know, especially if you're drinking, you don't want to drink and drive everyone.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, drink responsibly.
Get an Uber or a Lyft.
Just to get that out there.
Get that out there.
I like how he says that state workers are just like us.
Well, they're people.
They're people. And
we love them.
And you know what the problem is, though, too, with people? And Trent, they say, like, Trent has no money. There's money in Trent. You just need to know how to get it.
Yeah, there's totally money in Trenton.
There's lots of money in Trenton.
Mercer County is one of the most affluent counties of New Jersey.
So who says it? Nobody likes a nice piece of halibut or turbo. Like, this.
Exactly.
Like, you know, and some oysters. Like, just stop.
Oh, yeah. I want some oysters.
We love oysters.
Love oysters.
Are you going to have oysters?
Yes, I'm
going to be fresh.
Yes, I'm dealing with a local vendor. They're going to be frozen.
No, I want them. I don't want them fresh.
He's going to let them sit out for a couple
I like
days.
That. They get a little hard. Ew. You know, a little crusty around the edges.
I don't want them. Thank
I like
you.
My oysters dull and disgusting and hard
slimy.
And dry.
And slimy.
And slimy. He's going to spit on a couple of them.
Wait. So anyway, continue on with what you were saying about your vision and your expansion.
So we're expanding to next door. What I want to do is to bring some entertainment down there. Not only a dining experience, but an entertainment experience. And what I'm thinking of doing is with 12, which we have a big venue space. I'd like to rent it out. So anybody out there looking for any venue space for anything, retirement party, a meeting, you know, any type of event like that, we're going to have that available. Also, I wanted to do like a comedy night. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talent in Trenton. That's another thing. So this town's full of talent. Mm-hmm. It really is. I mean,
like
again,
comedy, karaoke.
We got Chuckles over here. You know,
you don't want him doing stand up.
We want
Chuckles. He called me Chuckles. Bastard. Let me tell you,
I love you, pal.
His first strike, was when he canceled on us about 18 times.
No, he did not.
I did not.
All right, three.
It was only two.
I think it's once.
Yeah, it was
once.
Not once.
It was once.
Once.
I only remember.
All right,
once.
He canceled on us. That's number one.
All right.
Strike number two.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just as cool as the state workers. They didn't even live here, half these state workers.
Oh, I don't think he said that.
No, but some of them, a lot of them do. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them do migrate. But a lot, the crazy part is that they don't even want to go home. They start roaming around Bordentown town, these places, because they have nowhere to go.
Here's the thing. You know? State workers start really liking downtown Trenton.
They are.
They're going to be like, why am I driving all the way to Nowheresville to go home?
You think they're gonna, you think they call them where they live? They refer to them as Nowheresville?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I know we do.
No, they do, too. They're like, I'm so depressed, I'm going home to Nowheresville.
They say that every day that they leave. I'm so depressed, I'm going home to Nowheresville.
Sitting in traffic to go nowhere.
They say that word for word to themselves. Yes.
So they're like, I wish I could live in Trenton where it's so cool.
And they get excited, and then they realize, oh, I am going home to Nowheresville. And they get all depressed again.
That's right, because we're all here.
That's right. Mm.
So, all the cool kids are here.
There you go.
Yeah, so we're going to expand to there, and then I have an upstairs that I'm thinking also expanding, and we're going to be doing, I'm thinking like another bar, because we can use the liquor license for both floors.
Right.
So we'll
Well,
it's the same building, so I think it's more of a like I think it's a feet thing, and it's like directly upstairs. So I think we can
go. Okay.
I'm gonna do some more investigating, don't film in that, but I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. And then we'll try to get some, you know, humidors up there installed to maybe.
Oh, now you're saying something.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then do something like that. And
maybe a rooftop.
Something like that, yeah. Because remember, we have that other rooftop there. We can blow that wall out, we can do like a balcony. I mean, there's so much pop.
Dude, I can save you tons of money. Yeah. Put it on the roof. That way you don't have to worry about any kind of like, you know, air ventilation. Filtration thing. Yeah.
Yep. You also have a side yard that you said you're going to make a patio.
Yep, a nice patio on the side. Yeah, we were, I met with Landmarks and they're okay with that, you know, using that area. It's like a dead area as long as I don't touch the side of the building.
Right.
Yeah, so
we are in historical.
That'll be very cool. You know, cool.
You into history and preservation and all that stuff?
I am. I just want to put Trenton back on a map. It belongs there. Mm-hmm. We're in the state capital of New Jersey. I don't know where the hell we dropped the ball, but we need to get back there.
Right.
And along with me and people like you and everyone else, I think that we
there's a lot of us out there. Yes.
There's a lot of us out there, and we can, you know, Jackie De Leon, you know, she's got a whole movement.
Who? What?
Jackie De Leon. She sits on the board of the Hispanic Association Landmarks.
We actually have to have some more people from that association.
Yeah.
I don't speak a lick of Spanish.
I know, but they speak English, thank God.
Oh, well, good.
For the most part, so definitely.
And what are you, Italian?
My father's Italian, my mom's Spanish, I'm Puerto Rican.
Yep. See, wait a minute, so your mom is Spanish, your father's Italian, so you don't know whether they eat or dance?
No.
He says that to me too, because my mom is
the same thing with her.
Yeah, my dad is Italian. My mom is Spanish.
Spain, we both Spanish. Talk. Right? Yeah. That's the one. That's where the hands come.
Yeah,
it's like double hands.
Double hands.
Yeah, that's what we call it.
Well, that's why Italians and Spanish people, Puerto Ricans, you always gotta come. You gotta send your hands.
Latino.
what are you?
I'm Italian and 22% Middle Eastern. What are you laughing at?
I'm not just saying that.
I did ancestry DNA. That's what it came back as. She's 6% Scottish.
Scottish.
She's very happy about it.
Well, that's from the Spanish part, because Spain is a Celtic nation.
Okay, what's the Middle East part?
You know what the best part is when people say to me, I'm 100% this. You are 100% a mutt.
Nobody is. Nobody is.
Yeah, there's no... Yeah,
I'm 22% Middle Eastern.
22. Yeah. Which part is that?
From my feet to like my bottom of my knee.
I think it's the eyes.
Yeah.
The
eyebrows. Yeah.
That's what it is.
They're very Middle Eastern to me.
Oh, I know what the third strike was with this guy. The guy's a chef. He worked with Gordon Ramsay and Paula Deen. He comes here with nothing. Except his suspenders and his belt.
Which is good, because I'm full from that salad.
No, he doesn't know we ate. And I even said, make sure you bring... I will.
Well,
Gots I have here. Gots.
Listen, I wanted... I actually purchased...
Don't tell me what you wanted to do. You didn't do it, damn it.
I know. And I ran late. I was in a meeting before this and I ran late. I'm sorry.
I mean, yesterday you were in North Jersey. You could have picked up something. Mega chip, something.
We're going to be tasting Ed's food twice in 1 month.
That's right.
What do you mean twice in 1 month? Why did you say it like that?
Even before he opens, because he's going to be catering our event.
Yep.
For the VIPs.
For the VIP room, he's catering Podstock. There's a reason to go, podcast here.
VIPs.
Oh, sorry.
And then at the mayor's function, he's going to
the 17th.
Yep. Yes, he's going to be catering that too. I'm excited.
We'll be at that as well.
I love that the mayor has embraced you as part of the fabric of the city already.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And hopefully he'll embrace the Twister idea too.
Yes.
I
love that idea. Don't you love
that? Would you do Twister with the mayor?
Yeah, I would.
And Christina? The three.
I think you have to have three players to make it fun.
Yeah. No, I would like to see him and Reed. Just the two of them playing Twister. This brings Christina so much joy, this idea of Twister.
I love that
Twister
game.
Twister is a great game.
You remember that game? Well, you should remember that game. You're not that old. I mean, you're not that young.
Listen, tell the truth. Why did you love playing Twister?
Be honest.
Honest?
Yeah, before you were married.
Because I'll be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a very physical.
Oh, shut up.
It's a very physical game.
Yes. This is not anything about being physical, like exercise.
Well, that's what he's saying.
You know damn well what she's getting at, Ed.
Yeah. I mean, you got a couple pretty girls. You want to play Twister.
Yes. Of course. Now you're saying, okay, you know, now he's talking.
I want to do it. I was playing.
She's so happy. She's so happy.
I actually had two Twisters. I had a backup Twister for Twister.
Look at her. She's at a backup Twister. What the hell is that?
In case one breaks.
One break. It's a piece of vinyl.
You get a little handsy.
Aggressive. Yeah.
It's a vinyl sheet in case one breaks. Let me go buy another one and keep it on the shelf.
What if you spin the arrow too hard? And
I know, it flies away.
You know? So a lot of things can happen, Twister.
Did you have a backup game?
I did have a backup.
Did you really have a backup game?
I really did. I got one for my birthday, and then someone had left one in my house.
So someone left it there. Yeah, sorry. That's not like you. Hey, give me another one.
Just in case.
You don't know what can go down.
One for home and one for the car.
Right. And what, you're going to have Twister? Are you going to have Twister in your restaurant, like in the waiting area?
I think we're going to do that.
You can have a booty bar, though, right?
I am going to have a booty bar.
Okay, so you have a booty bar. Put a Twister mat on the ground.
We should.
Where the booty bar is.
Where the booty bar is.
That'd be a cool waiting area.
No,
it would. No. It's going to be a 45-minute wait, but you can have a game of Twister while you
wait. I'm going to have to up my insurance, but we can do it.
Yeah, do it on the outside, on the city property, on the city sidewalk.
You know how fun Twister is after a couple of drinks?
Oh, my God.
Are you kidding me?
Listen, I'm trying to get myself a game going with my wife and get a couple of drinks and then see what happens.
Oh, stop.
I got to invite Reed over, though.
What?
I got to invite Reed over.
And scene.
Well, that's what happens when we just get Twister going and she loses her mind laughing.
Yeah.
Because she loves Twister.
I do. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. But that's exciting. So I'm excited. So
I'm excited.
So you had a vision. See, I want to get back to this because I think it's important. If you're out there, folks, and you're like, you had a dream or a vision of something, don't let it go. Like,
And I want to give a shout out to my better half, Maria.
Mm-hmm.
She's always been one that believed in me and always pushed me. My daughter to, Scarlett, a.k.a. Kai.
Mm-hmm. She the one that's pushing 30?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's pushing 13.
Oh, God. 13.
Oh, I don't know what the ages of these girls.
Yeah.
I know
he said it before. Told us.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
To my better half, she's always, pushed me and believed in me and told me, just do it with what you feel.
She signed you up, right?
Yeah, and she's the one that signed me up. Yep, if this all went down with her. And out of 47,000 people that actually applied for MasterChef The Legends, which was the most they've ever applied, they only picked 15. I made it to 12th place.
Wow.
On that, that is so cool.
Yeah,
I mean, it was it's not easy getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And but you get there and, a lot of hard work, a lot of salmon, a lot of chopping.
Did you find the experience was like a learning experience for you?
It was. I wasn't there. I don't think I was there. I mean, I wanted to win. Who doesn't want to win?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the people that I met a lot of amazing people on the show, a lot of characters, a lot of great people.
Mm-hmm.
What I took away from it was humbling. It was an humbling experience to be in the presence of chefs like that, because I didn't only cook with them. I cooked for Curtis Stone, Ron Sanchez, Joe Bastiano. The list goes on. It was The Legend, so they had a lot of celebrity chefs there.
Wow. Oh,
really?
And it was an amazing experience. It really was. You learn a lot. You're always learning. You're always evolving. But I think in life in general, you always are. I'm definitely not a guy that thinks he knows it all.
What was it that got you started to be wanting to cook? Yeah.
Well, from New York, I lived in Bayonne. That's where I graduated, actually, from Bayonne High School.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My friend John Paul and his mother, Angelina, they have a restaurant in Bayonne. It's still there 54 years.
Wow.
It's an Italian restaurant. She makes amazing marinara sauce.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Gravy. I don't know who calls it.
We call it sauce.
We call it sauce.
But my friend calls it gravy.
Gravy sauce, brown is gravy.
Nepala. One day, her chef, her sous chef actually, who goes to Mexico, his mother passed away. He wound up staying. So she was short of cook. And she would ask Jean-Paul, get in here and help me.
Mm-hmm.
She was actually the cook. Yeah,
oh, wow.
She was actually the cook and the owner and the cleaner. And, she's pure Italian, does everything herself. Mm-hmm. If it's not done by her, it's not done right. One day, she was really shorthanded, and she asked me, Ed, could you want to help me in the kitchen? I said, to do what? She goes, you want to stuff some artichokes? I said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I did it. It's just like that. And I don't know, I just loved it. And then, my dad, I would go home, and I'd start cooking with my mom, and he wouldn't want me in the kitchen. He's like, that's the kitchen for the women. You know, get outside. And I'd be like, all right. And I'd leave. And as soon as he'd leave to work, I'd run back into the kitchen. And it just, I don't know. I took a liking to it. Mm-hmm. You know, I did. I loved all the aromas, all the different, you know, all the different textures and flavors and all that. And it just, it's something that drew my attention, you know, and then I did it, but I never told anybody. I would just cook for my immediate friends and they would like fight over Thanksgiving and they loved it. And, you know, then, you know, we're together. Me and my wife now 17 years.
Wow.
So, you know, she's just like, you need to let the world know how you cook.
Man.
Mm-hmm. And boom.
Were you working other jobs before you decided to become a chef?
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I ran, like I said, I did the hotels for a while. I opened a couple of restaurants. I did the Crab de Jour Ewing. I helped open the Flying Pig in the Borden. I've always come in as a consultant.
Oh, you did Flying Pig?
Okay. Yeah, I've been consulting. Really? Yeah, I've shirts from that. I've been consulting. Yeah, I helped the consult. Yep. It's okay concept. It's not, you know, something that I would do, but it, you know, they got a cool concept. It just,
Bake?
I like to bake. I do. I make a mean flan. I make a mean banana bread.
Mm.
I love banana bread.
So is there a bakery in your future?
Yes. Well, I'll give this away a little bit, but downstairs from 12, it's a huge basement. So that's going to be gutted. I think actually even this week we're starting.
What does that mean downstairs from 12?
Downstairs from 12 in the dungeon.
What's 12?
Not Checkers.
Not Checkers. Checkers is 14, and the next place, next the printing door. Shop that's there is 12.
Next You're door.
Okay, well, but people listen don't know what that means, downstairs from 12.
Well, okay. Well, I was talking to you, but okay, you're right. So address next to 14 South Warren Street, 12 South Warren Street, which is the printing there you shop go. There.
Okay.
Downstairs, it's a massive basement. It's massive. They even have a lift from like the 30s, I guess. I don't know where that is.
Nice.
But we're going to gut that and we're going to turn it into a bakery.
Nice.
We are. And I'm going to have like Spanish, but like agua de, pan de agua, pan de dulce, like all like that, pan sobao, which is all stuff like that. And then we'll do some, you know, I'm thinking of we'll probably do bagel, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. You're going to keep the lift?
I'm going to keep the lift.
Nice.
I'm actually, me and you are going to go on that lift.
Up and down.
Me and you. What does that mean?
No, what the hell does that
mean? Play Twister on it.
Play Twister
on it. Playing Twister on a lift, no lift, with Ed. Two bold crew on the lift.
Me and her play. We'll play.
I think you're good. Why don't you just get the Maria Lopez on the lift and play with her. I'm not playing Twister with my wife, thank you very much, while I'm waiting there.
Well, you can operate the lift.
Maniac. Why don't you operate the lift and I'll play Twister with my wife?
Okay, you. There you go.
She's true.
Just assume she goes for you because you're a bold white guy?
Question.
Bold white guy. We got we have the same barber.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more built than you. I mean, it looks like you're letting yourself go a little bit. Hit the gym there, buddy.
Okay, back to the bakery. Yeah. So if it's in the basement, are you going to be able to like sit down there and have coffee?
We're thinking is that we'll turn the upstairs into the whole bakery, but everything will be produced downstairs.
You'll be cooking down there. Okay.
And then downstairs if we don't, because now that if I open up the 14 South Warren Street, the upstairs up for meeting spaces, then I don't have to use that venue for that.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
Our plan is to just have a bakery next door there.
Mm-hmm.
That was the plan for the pizzeria, but
you see what
they want $600 million for the pizzeria. So no, they don't.
I was going to say, that's a bit steep.
Like, what?
$600 million. Because it's a guaranteed success.
Right, right. Yeah. Right.
Can you imagine? Would they have those old blodgett ovens in there? Or
Well, no, the equipment in there, is a lot of it's useful for sure. They have a lot of good stuff in, but then some of it's outdated. You know, you got it.
But it would come with the equipment.
But it would come with the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, for $600 million, it's probably a deal.
Have you ever been to Lombardi's on Mulberry Street? I think it is in Manhattan. The one that has the old brick oven.
That's, well, if I grabbed my hands on that pizzeria, which I was going to, my thing was to open up the front where you do, just like Philly, New York, you go up and come. And I was going to do the brick ovens there.
Mm-hmm.
100,000%.
Nice. They get to see everything.
Mm-hmm. So you can see everything, and then we're just shooting. Mm-hmm.
So you have you have this whole transparency kind of like behind the scenes brought out into the front, downstage. I'm sorry, upstage. No, downstage. Yeah, downstage. Meaning toward the front. Like you want everything, you want people to see the process.
I want to see the process.
Sort of like what we're doing here. We're actually filming in here, and you're getting to see us do a podcast.
Exactly.
So and the same thing.
And then also in the restaurant, in my restaurant, in the station, we will have our open kitchen right on the floor at the end of the bar. There's our kitchen. Mm-hmm. And I want you to see what's going on. And not only is it great for like, it's clean in here, but also it's an experience. It's about the experience. Mm-hmm. People have lost that now. I think that now you can always go out and order from DoorDash or this and that, and you don't even have to leave your house.
But, right.
So if you're leaving your house, I think you should provide an experience and give someone a reason to get out. Give them a reason. Right. And if you're going to be paying whatever you're paying for dinner, let it come with a memorable experience.
Right. It's part of the entertainment.
It's part of the entertainment.
Well, here's the thing, the silverware reveal alone.
I know. We won't shh.
I'm just saying silverware reveal. People aren't going to know what that. They're not going to remember me saying that.
It's like 12.
Is there any chef that inspired you?
I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. Gordon, his passion and his rustic cooking, because he... You're different chefs. You know, you have your real five-star, real, like, you know, they mess with the scientific at all. They'll put, like, bubbles, flavored stuff, and they'll make, you know, casing of something like that. Me, I'm a very rustic. Like, when you underline that, I'm a very rustic. I just take simple food and elevate it to something, you know, amazing that's going on. Or I infuse. I love infused stuff. We'll be infusing stuff there. I'll do Spanish with Indian, you know, Italian with Puerto Rican. Like
Spanish with Indian. What would that be? I wonder.
Oh, I mean, a lot of
flavors. Like Indian cheese, like the paneer.
No, you can do like a pineal curry.
Can you make flan out of paneer?
You know what pineal is. Not paneer, pineal.
Pineal.
It's the pork.
Pork shoulder.
You make flan normally with what?
It's custard. That's a Mexican custard.
It's not cheese.
Could you use paneer?
No, it's a dessert. No, that would be weird.
Yeah.
You could do a coconut flan.
There's no cheese in paneer.
There's no
flan. Flan.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, that would be excellent.
God.
It's like having a brulee, creme brulee, and having a coconut flan.
But I hate coconut.
He doesn't like coconut. I like coconut. But anyway. Yeah, so it's funny when you mentioned some chef, like some shows I've watched where this one particular chef I'm thinking of, he would do a balloon. There would be a dessert, and it was a balloon. And inside it was wild. Or it was a big tray, and he'd smash everything on it. And really,
you're
like
not, you're
scientific.
You're not talking about Cake Boss, right?
No.
Oh, God.
Jeez, no.
Cake Boss.
Listen, I'm sure he's a lovely man, but... Yeah.
I actually...
Buddy Valestro.
I actually went to one of his places in New York, and it was very not... exciting.
Not exciting.
And she was very disappointed. It was her idea. And she's like, we got to go there. And we walked in there. It was atrocious.
Yeah, it's a tourist. It's like a tourist.
But and that's what I just want to put out there. I mean, that's not what we're going to be. The station will not be that. We're going to be. We're not.
Please. It's not going to be like Cake Boss.
No,
we're doing farm to table. We're going to change our menu 4 times a year. We'll pair our wine with our cheeses and our food. And I mean, it's going to be like that. You know? I mean, it's going to be that.
She's so excited.
Yeah, it's going to be that type of place. Because, oh my God. I mean, you got to keep people on their foot. It's like a marriage. You want to keep your wife excited.
Yes.
You know, and you want to keep her on her feet.
For sure.
And it's just a way.
Okay, Ed, I don't need marital advice from you.
Are you going to have events like a wine and cheese, or wine tasting? Yes, we're going to bourbon tasting.
I'm actually going to have. I'll give a little stuff away that we're going to be doing. Yes. So we're going to be doing a ladies' night, and we will have the charcuterie boards with the wine pairing, all that. And then I'm going to have a guy that draws, and he'll draw you. And like, but these cool characters, like in New York, like the big heads and all that. So he'll be there. He'll be able to do that. I have another friend that maybe we could even bring on a show. He's actually on Broadway. He's an actor, and he does magic. So he'll do magic.
Oh, I'm in.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I mean, he's
magic.
He's like,
is really, he good?
No, Frank. He's like,
he's on
amazing.
Broadway.
He the other day, so we were out, and he took a shoestring out of my boot, and then took my ring. He put it in his mouth, which is a little weird, but whatever. He puts it in his mouth.
Magician.
And he spits it out, and it landed on the shoestring.
No way.
No, this guy is like amazing. You have to have him on the show. A matter of fact, we can give him a ring, and I'll bring him on. I'm telling you, he's like so excited.
What's his, he has like a magician name?
He does.
What is it?
I don't know his magician
name. The Amazing Jonathan or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. He's
like,
what is his name?
His
real name.
His real name is Jonathan, actually.
Is it? No way.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. That's his name.
I think he's full of shit.
I'm telling you. I swear. He's right. I'll show him to you right
what?
Now.
It's the Amazing Jonathan.
It's not Amazing Jonathan, but he's a Broadway actor, but his name is Jonathan. His name is Jonathan.
He lives in New York?
He lives here. He's from, that's what I'm trying to
wait
say.
Wait a second. He's
from Trenton. He lives, I think, in Hamilton, but he's from.
But he's from Trenton. Oh, he's got to come on now.
I know that.
Why would I bring him on the show? I don't know this dude.
No, because he's from Trenton.
You know, I know that now, I'm saying.
Do you know where we go a lot? We're in Trenton Social. That's where we meet up.
Is that your local?
Okay.
That's local for now.
Our local is Mill Hill Saloon.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So he's there. So that's down the road. I mean, down the block. Yeah.
Yes.
So he's amazing.
I can't believe that I said Jonathan of all names, and that's the guy's name.
Have you ever been to Candlelight?
I've never been to
Where's that? Oh, it's a time warp in there, man.
It's a really cool spot. It's all jazz.
I mean, not in a good way.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that, too. We'll be having a whiskey cigar night with the jazz. We have a jazz group coming out of Princeton.
Okay.
And a group that came from North Carolina, and now they migrated here. they'll be there as well.
So cool. Did he tell you how he did that trick with the rope and the ring?
He's still obsessed by them.
Yeah, no. Well, he did something even crazier. So he took the bartender's phone, the girl, yeah. right? And he's like, looks at her, looks at the phone, looks at her, and he unlocked the phone. Six-digit code.
You know, they did that with Steve Harvey. Some dude did that. And yeah. He freaked Steve Harvey out.
I mean, he freaked out. We wanted to buy this guy drinks all night because we were like, we'll buy you a drink if you can do this. And, we'll and he was doing it, so.
Any like any flash paper stuff?
He does all kinds of stuff. I mean, card tricks.
Do you even know what I'm talking about with flash paper?
I don't.
You don't. Well, then don't make he believe like
everything.
You know.
He does
what, is
he
what is it? Flash? What flash?
Okay, flash paper is like paper you that go like goes this. Like that.
No, it's not ridiculous. It's an amazing thing like when you don't know what it is. It's a little piece of tissue paper, but you don't see it. So all of a sudden, flame comes out of your hand. That's what it's called, flash paper. And he lights
that's
it.
So
and
anticlimactic. So
I say to Ed, I go, "Oh, does he have flash paper? Oh, he has all of that."
But like, he does what that means.
He's like, "No."
He does all kinds of tricks.
He does better stuff than flash paper.
Flash paper is awesome if you're not expecting flame all of a sudden out of your hand.
Well, we're going to be having mixologists coming out of Philly. So we'll be doing one of my friends. I'm going to try. He'll be like, he breathes fire. So like, well, it's going to be.
He breathes fire.
Well, he blows the fire, whatever you want to call it. Your paper thing he does, but really.
It's like a flash paper in your mouth.
Paper thing. Oh, I have a question. Because I know Christina has a love for this. Here's one of the things she would really like to do.
I'm sure she would
like to be a bartender whenever she wants.
Yeah.
Like to just come in for like maybe 20 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. But she hasn't done it, any of it yet.
I just love the idea
She likes the idea.
I love mixology, science.
I will be working close with Fedway and Ally. They're two of the biggest liquor distributors in New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And they're actually going to be, we'll be renting their mixologist. So those days for like, they'll be doing classes and I'll be paying for them for my bartenders. Mm-hmm. You can come in one day on that day. Oh, it'd be exciting.
Only one day?
No, whenever they're doing it.
I love that. I love the whole... The social aspect, I love the showmanship of it, the taste, the flavors. Yeah. Like you get a good drink that's been mixed properly. Yeah. And you're like,
there's a difference between a bartender and a mixologist.
No, it would be fantastic.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, what?
A bartender magician. That would be outrageous. Yeah.
Well, this guy.
Okay. Who's actually really good at bartendering.
Mm-hmm. He's Jonathan. I think that he has served or he has bartend, but the plan is to have him on there and either do something like that with him.
I love
and he's a
guy.
Good looking kid. Mm-hmm. You know, he's tall, dark, you know, handsome kid. So
suspended his belt, the whole thing.
Suspended, yeah. Right. He's,
that's
I
the
love
look.
The fact that his name is Jonathan. I can't get past that.
You know what would be cool too? This is another event that I have in my mind. A bartender competition in Trenton. Because I know, we know like at least 5 bartenders in Trenton. Like you have like some kind of event.
Are they good bartenders?
Yeah, they're good.
They're very good, yes.
Okay. I mean, they don't get to shine a lot because they're doing stuff fast. But they're good bartenders.
Joey Bayard
is,
I don't think anybody's beaten him.
Joey.
He works at...
he lives upstairs from you. You're his landlord.
You're his landlord.
Oh, Joe. Yeah. He's a bartender?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, he's not right now. He's he works at Big Easy, but he used to bartend at the Marriott.
He's in between bars, right?
He's in between bars. But he's...
underneath the bar.
He's got a good... personality.
Yeah.
He's a personality.
Well,
person.
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
When you're a bartender, you're two things. You have personality and you're a psychologist.
Right.
That's right.
Exactly.
Basically
what you are. You're listening.
You should listen to the episode that he was on this show.
It was a little gross.
It was hilarious.
I won't say any more.
It was great.
There was a lot of Naked Twister.
We still get emails from that show.
No, it was other stuff.
No, Naked Twister with Joey Bayard? No.
I'm
going to have to draw the line.
His favorite show is Dr. Pimple Popper.
Dr. Pimple Popper.
And they went into detail about it. And I'm like, I don't want to know any more about this show.
I never watched it. I tried to watch it on YouTube, and I got nauseated.
We definitely, we don't want to watch pimple shows if we're doing flan.
No.
I'm a little distracted because Will Foskey keeps texting me.
What's he want?
Will Foskey, president of the New Pod City Podcast Network.
Well, tell him
he's talking about Podstock, about something with the stage.
He's on it. That's because he's always...
I know. I'm in the middle of a show, dude.
All right, he can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Wow.
Yeah, we're going to be doing...
This is crazy.
I'm
tired from this interview.
I know, I'm exhausted.
So much
I really
energy.
Am.
Yeah. It's like...
I just jogged around the corner.
Oh, we're not going to just be your run-of-the-mill restaurant. I mean,
what is the name of the restaurant? We didn't even say
that.
The Station. I
said it in the very beginning.
You did say it. Okay,
yeah, but that's okay. The Station.
Yeah. Is it because it's kind of like a railroad car?
Yes, yeah, it is. And it's and because, like I said, that's what Trenton is.
Right.
There used to be trolleys actually down here.
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't even catch it. It's like a railroad car.
Yeah, we have the Trenton train station. We've got the River Line here.
Yeah, I mean, it's all here.
We've got the Amtrak that you hear in the middle of the
night.
That's
why you don't name your restaurant Kangaroo.
Or
Cocobongo. Like, you just don't do that.
How about just kangaroo?
Oh, God.
That doesn't make any sense.
Cocobongo makes any sense?
No, that's what he's saying.
That's the point. Hey, we're running out of time. All right, so I'm going to either ask my question or you're going to ask your question first. Who's going first?
I'll go first. I always go first.
You go first. You don't always go first.
In your visions of Trenton, what does your dream Trent look like?
My dream Trent looks like in... I want to accomplish this in a very short time, within a year or two. I want us to shut down Warren Street and do Restaurant Week.
Okay. That's a surprise.
There's my vision. You know, for all these places to be filled, if I have to buy them one by one myself, I will.
Like me. Oh, she's like my wife, dude.
Yep, and we can do it. There can definitely be it would be a great location.
The restaurant district.
They do it in Hoboken. They do it in it can be done.
Are you going to be open in time for June 11th? Because Taste Trenton is that weekend.
I won't be. We're shooting for July, the first week of July.
Don't rush. Do it right.
We're not rushing. Everything's going well. But that's what I'm shooting for. That's what we're shooting for. But that would be my dream, to have that done. Restaurant Week, people coming out, food magazines, just get Trent back on the map.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. That could happen because Fruit and Wine magazine just voted One Up, One Down Coffee on 750 Care Street in Trenton the best coffee in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fruit and Wine magazine. No joke. New Pod City is the only podcast hosting company in New Jersey, right here in Trenton.
And that's what I mean. And with places like The Lobby and 1911. Absolutely. Things like that. They're coming up. And The Skillet.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Rob over at Skillet.
Rob. Mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to Rob. Rob's awesome, dude.
Yo, Skillet.
I think we're gonna go there on Saturday.
Yep.
I'm waiting to go to Skillet. No problem.
Yes. And Candlelight tonight, Saturday.
Where's Candlelight? I need to know where Candlelight is.
It's on Passaic. It's not too, you could actually walk there from here.
Yeah, it's not so that far.
If you took Willow and then went up like one or two blocks Passaic, you make a left and it's right there. There's car repair places and then there's this jazz club. Nice. And it's amazing. It's just amazing jazz. Like,
do you have a liquor license?
Oh yeah. When you go, you pay your, like, Thursdays, I think it's $5. Again, don't quote me on this. Might be $5 at the door. Saturdays, it's $20 at the door.
And with that,
you get a meal.
Yeah.
Val, who's the owner's wife, she makes roasted chicken or whatever she's cooking.
Yeah.
She makes enough for everybody.
And you go up and you just,
it's very, very homey. It's very relaxed. Nothing fancy.
And
paper plates.
There's all these little, I wanted also to invite you guys to a place. It's on Mulberry Street in Trenton. It's called Galixia.
By the water company. Oh,
it's
really?
Galixia. It's a great, has a great vibe. It actually has like three sections to it. So it's like a restaurant with the bar. Yeah. Then it has like a game room.
Mm-hmm.
And then it has another bar. Mm-hmm. And then it has an outdoor.
And it's on Mulberry Street?
Mulberry Street.
And it's a Polish place.
Interesting. Yep. Yeah. Well, you Zushka pick a and Greg are the owners. They're a married couple.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy like you two. But they own this place.
Now we're crazy.
It's a good and crazy.
Because of the state workers.
And it's good food.
He makes authentic Polish food. And this is one of the things.
I've never heard of it.
With me. I know. And nobody has. But when you go there, you're like, oh my God.
And the
pierogies are made from Galixia.
And it's in Trenton.
So
like, it's North Ward.
We're going to have to put that on Trenton Eat Local because a bunch of us go out once a month and try restaurants.
And Taste Trenton as well.
And Taste Trenton.
I was there this weekend cooking with them because I actually operate that kitchen too. So I do that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's another hidden talent.
Tell us when you're going to be there and we'll try and make it over there.
Well, I will figure out the next time I'll be there.
Okay.
Which will probably be in a week. It'll be soon, week or two.
All right.
And then,
if not this time, maybe next time.
And I will pencil you in and he'll come in. You'll love it.
Absolutely.
It's extremely clean, which is one of my favorite things because I have OCD.
Like to hear that.
Yeah.
When you're running a restaurant.
Yeah, I got to eat your food. I hope you're clean.
It's going in my mouth.
It's not trouser food.
It's not trouser food. No. We don't like that.
Ed, would you like to stick around for a little something we call plugs?
Oh, plugs. Yeah, let's do it.
Trenton Waves Plugs. Hey, Podcastia, let's see what this guest has to plug.
Trenton Waves, TrentonWaves.com. Visit us on all social media platforms, including but not limited to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram.
And Instagram. And scene.
And TikTok, although I'm not doing anything on TikTok, we're getting a lot of followers.
We're going to put Bella on there again.
We have Bella up there now.
Oh, okay.
And like a boat in Florida. There's nothing, I'm not doing anything on TikTok.
I'm going to do some stuff with Bella.
Podstock, podstock.com. US. Go there. Get your tickets. You will learn everything you need to know about podcasting, whether you're a seasoned veteran or just starting out and have some questions. I'm telling you, that is the day you don't want to miss. So wake the kids, phone the neighbors, do whatever you got to do. Get yourself to the Masonic Temple on Saturday, June 11th, starting at 12 noon until 6 o'clock. And the block party, the after party, starts at 5 and goes to 10. So I'm telling you, you don't want to be people flying in all over the country speak at this thing and to attend it. We got a whole student thing. A bunch of students are coming from Rutgers and Rider, I believe, as well as the Trenton Central High School. Mm-hmm. A lot of cool stuff. Podcasters, New Pod City will have their own table there of the New Pod City podcasters. Mm-hmm. So that'll be fun.
Yep.
And what do you got? Anything?
June 11th is a busy day in Trenton.
It is a very busy day. Absolutely.
There's a lot going on. So Taste Trenton is happening that weekend.
That's right.
So that's the Trenton restaurant crawl where you pay a nominal fee for a wristband, and that gives you access to special menus at over 40 restaurants in Trenton, and that's for the whole weekend. So it starts Friday and it runs all the way to Sunday.
How do people get their tickets?
Awesome.
They go to tastetrenton.com.
Very good. Wow.
Yee?
June 10th, 11th, and 12th.
I love all these cool things in Trenton.
Only one of them. And the Passage Theater is also having an event on June 11th.
Celebrating the heroes. That's correct.
Celebrating the heroes that have helped them and support them. And then there's also an event happening at the Trenton Public Library
that day. Yes. Trenton.
And then there's also the Mill Hill Garden Tour.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff happening.
June 11th.
And you know what? We're just putting this out there for all you Trentonians that are going to these things. Spread the word to the facilitators of said events. And let them know that our block party at Podstock, that block party is open to them to use for their after party.
Yes.
Just come on down and use it as your after party as
and
well
the
for
residents
your event.
Of the city. It's going to be right outside Smokehouse.
And you never know it, but there might just be a
Twister Game.
A pop-up Twister audition thing for the mayor.
Can I ask a question now? With this ticket, does liquor include?
What ticket?
With the ticket for the bracelet you buy for the food.
Oh, for the food. Well, what they do is that some restaurants, depending, it's all up to the restaurant what they want to give. One restaurant that we went to, they were charging a nominal fee for like a specialty drink.
Like a specialty drink, nice.
And this drink was amazing. Oh, I mean, it had dry ice in it. Yeah. It was all kinds of crazy.
Yeah.
And they were charging $5 for this drink.
Cool. Yeah.
And it was really, it was in a big fish bowl.
There you go.
Yeah, some restaurants that have liquor license will be offering like maybe something special.
Your Taste Trenton ticket actually gives you access to these special menus that are like dollars.
Yeah. So you go in,
you
pay, let's say it's $7 for the wristband. So you go to a restaurant and now there's a menu with $5 items or $3 items.
And you're only exclusive to that because you have the bracelet.
Right. And the thing is, so you don't want to eat a big meal because you want to try different places.
You want to jump around.
Right. Okay. Sorry.
Okay, Ed, do you have anything you'd like to promote?
Besides, the station, guys, stay tuned. We should be open by July. It's going to be a great, hip, happening, edgy, awesome place to eat and to have a good time. That's about it. Just stay tuned for a lot of...
Is there anywhere online where they can meet you and see you and get updates?
There will be. We're creating my marketing guy's doing that as we speak, literally.
What, social media?
No, he's doing the whole website page, our URL page, all that stuff.
Well, in the meantime, is there anywhere people can go on social media?
Yes, you can go on social media if you want to go on under Ed. It's Ed underscore Latin.
Bistro. Ed Latin Bistro. That's what that's how we call
when we
talk to him.
Bistro.
It's not Ed Latin Lopez.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, we're going to talk to Ed Latin Bistro today.
Yes.
But don't forget the underscores.
Yes. It'll be on Trenton Ways. If you go on Trenton Ways, we'll make a connection.
Right. TrentonWays.com. You'll see Ed's picture there. You click on it.
And please follow and like. Please follow and like.
Yes.
Follow, like, subscribe.
Yep.
That good stuff.
Looking forward to this.
Well, that was fantastic, Mr. Lopez.
Thank you.
Glad to finally have gotten you here. By the way, I want to tell you a quick story. My wife sent me to the store the other day to get a bushel of cilantro. And I get it, no problem. And I come home and I put it on the cutting board there. And she comes in, she looks at it, and she's like, that's parsley.
Now, was it curly parsley or the Italian?
No, it
looked just like cilantro.
I actually went to the supermarket with him and I said, look at these leaves. You see
leaves
the difference?
Are very different.
And then smell the cilantro. I don't cook with parsley. Ever.
Really?
It's just... Oh,
you know what's great in parsley? Which thick chicken thighs, and then you garnish the soup when you're done with a little bit of parsley and some scallions.
See, it's like a garnish.
It is a garnish. It is.
It tastes like nothing.
No, there is a flavor to it. It's a little bitter. Mm-hmm. It's a little bitter and it's a little sharp, but there is it. But it depends on what you're putting it.
Right.
And also, you want to garnish with that after. Mm-hmm. You never want to put parsley while you're cooking something fresh. You put your dry herbs mm-hmm. while you're cooking mm-hmm. and your fresh herbs when it's done.
Can you blanch parsley?
Why would you?
Why would you? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Keep
it's
the
not
color.
Broccoli Rob.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. Exactly.
So you say broccoli Rob? That's how you pronounce it?
Broccoli Rob.
Brooklyn Rob.
Brooklyn Rob.
Brooklyn Rob.
Okay, very good. All right. Well, that
but
was
he does
a.
Say Maron.
He does say Maron. That's a Maron. Maron. That was yet another episode of Trenton Waves. Sasso's out.
You've been listening to the Trenton Waves podcast. Visit us online at TrentonWaves.com.